like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClellan.
And this is It's Movie Time. And Linda, this is a time in the world where the law rules. We have an impeachment process that's actually very legal.
Yes.
But probably the only recourse for people who oppose the president's actions. And around the world, despots are taking over. And in the end, it's people are going to have to rely on the law.
That's right.
So there's a film called Just Mercy.
Yes. Court is in session.
All right. What's it about?
You have to remember how every session in court begins. It's, I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. This system in Alabama is just full of liars and cheats. And it's called Just Mercy. And Michael B. Jordan is playing Brian Stevenson, young Harvard graduate, law school, who comes down from Delaware to defend Jamie Foxx, who plays Walter McMillan.
Sure. He's a young idealistic lawyer.
Yes.
He is going to set up with Eva Ansley, played by Brie Larson,
right,
a justice initiative for people who have been incarcerated, it would appear,
right,
unjustly.
Exactly. One of the first scenes in the movie is this very sleazy man who gets up and he testifies that Johnny D, that's what they call him, killed this white woman. And he's lying, even though 17 witnesses get up to testify that Johnny D wasn't even around the scene of the murder. He still gets sent to death row.
It's ironic. It takes place, I think, in Monroeville, Alabama.
Yes.
Which is the home of Truman Capote and Harper Lee.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right. Most of the authorities in Alabama do not come off well.
No, indeed.
Particularly the cops.
Right.
Racism is rampant.
Exactly.
And we're talking late 80s.
This was not in the Jim Crow era, but still, both the sheriff and the district attorney never consider the truth.
Okay.
And the sheriff, he gets, I think, reelected to his position 6 more times after the story
right.
is over. And he's clearly crooked.
Right.
And even the district attorney doesn't even consider the truth.
Jamie Foxx plays Walter McMillan,
right,
who has spent 6 years on death row.
Right.
As they uncover the inconsistencies, the injustices toward this man.
Right.
And many of them are based on bigotry and racism. It's terrible for a young lawyer to be going against this system to try to save a man who clearly has been unjustifiably
right.
accused. So as a film, as a drama, how does it work, Lenny, for you?
I thought the acting was very good.
I mean, you have two Oscar winners here. Brie Larson playing Michael B. Jordan's partner in this project.
Right. Michael B. Jordan was in Creed.
Right. He was in Black Panther as well.
Right. That's right.
He is certainly
He's
one
very,
of the prominent
good,
young
very good. And
black
again,
actors. Foxx, I think, was nominated for a Golden Globe as a supporting role.
Right.
One of the strengths or weaknesses of the film, depending on how you look at it, are the speeches.
Yes.
This is the way Brian Stevenson, who wrote about this,
exactly.
who was, of course, the attorney,
mm-hmm.
apparently for people who have interviewed him, this is the way he is. He'll start lecturing you. And the film has Hollywood type, particularly at the process of the trial.
Right. Oh, definitely. Oh, one of the most outstanding parts in the movie for me is when a man who is a Vietnam vet with PTSD goes to the electric chair. And to me,
oh,
that was
yes.
one of the most profound moments in the movie. It was electrifying. And the rest of it is rather thin, I thought, but it is made better by the acting.
Yeah, and that I agree with you on. While it looks like Brian Stevenson is defending Jamie Foxx's Walter McMillan, this other guy is going to the chair.
Right.
And he's also one of his clients. So he
yes.
has several clients.
Right, yeah.
And that's a sadness, a secondary plot, but an interesting one. Because I think what you were hinting at is the dramatic thread here is thin.
Oh, it's very thin.
I don't know how they get around it other than perhaps some very good interactive scenes that they may not have, because the arc is the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to save people who are unjustly condemned in the system, the arc is going to be very similar. You're going to initially be in the I don't believe this stuff into an arc of presenting the facts and being turned back
mm-hmm.
and eventually winning. So what's new?
This has all been done before.
Linda Boss McClellan.
Yes, sir.
Just Mercy. What grade do you award it?
Because of the thinness of the storyline, I gave it a C.
And I'm going to give it a B. Good. The legal arguments are always fascinating.
Yes. Court is adjourned. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.